It's the place where the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers meet, a place that has been important for centuries of travelers by water and land, and today, even by air with the adjacent International Airport. I'll take you to that important spot on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Today you'll find highways, homes, and an international airport near this place. For hundreds of years before any of those were here, this was a spot where people met, and it's why a fort was built here.
Fort Snelling is here because of two rivers, the Mississippi River and the Minnesota River, come together here. And for thousands of years, people have been coming to this place to meet, to talk, to gather resources, to trade.
And because of those reasons, in 1825, the U.S. government established what we know as Fort Snelling. Bill Convery is director of research at the Minnesota Historical Society.
The Army was interested in this region in Minnesota because it was part of the fur trade frontier, and the U.S. wanted to establish their claim to the fur trade, and they tried to keep the peace on what was at that time the far frontier of the United States.
The fort was also viewed as a critical outpost to help keep peace between Native tribes and in turn with white settlers in the area. Over time, the need for Fort Snelling changed.
Fort Snelling was an active Army post into the 1850s, but by the 1850s, the United States government decided they no longer needed Fort Snelling, which was ironic. They closed it just a couple of years before the outbreak of the U.S. Civil War.
The museum and grounds here at Fort Snelling tell the stories of generations of people that have passed through this post.
African-American Buffalo soldiers were stationed here. Japanese-American students of the Military Intelligence Language School studied here during World War II. We sent soldiers to World War I and to the Spanish-American War. This was an Army hospital during World War I where soldiers coming back from the front who were grievously wounded were rehabilitated and brought back into society.
Perhaps one of the most interesting stories that originated here is that of the 1st Minnesota Regiment. Their important history is next time as we travel the countryside where the Minnesota and Mississippi Rivers meet. I'm Andrew McCrae.